Why getting known through public relations and what is it for? This is what we talk about in this episode. Bonjour. Hello, everyone. I'm Nata, host of the Nata PR School podcast. You're a successful entrepreneur or marketing manager and you're about to launch a new product or service, or you've been selling your goods for quite some time, but you want to learn how to increase your visibility, get known, and reach more clients? At Nata PR, we deal with real clients every day and we'll teach you simple, fun, and honest PR solutions. You'll learn easy steps to combine PR to social media right now. Keep listening and let's get started. Bonjour, hello, and welcome to episode 160 of the Nata PR School podcast. When people ask me who I am, I often say that I'm an introvert. Yes, I am. On the path of healing through a public relations agency. Yes, I'm this incredible introvert. And if I had the choice to stay alone in my little corner, this would be always my choice number one. But I know that if I do it too much or too often, I cannot lose something and I'm disconnected and unhappy. So now I know how important it is. And this is, you know, it's interesting when you look at what you're doing in your life and the choice you make and why you create some products or services. So my company was really to help me go over this, you know, fear of talking to people, meeting people. Incredible, huh? So the fear of getting known. Interesting. So I know a thing or two about why you should be getting known. And perhaps you're like me, huh? You prefer to stay home rather than attend this, you know, interesting networking cocktails. Because why are you going to have to tell your story to everyone and you don't feel like doing it? I'm exactly like you. I understand you, my friends. Yes. But one thing is certain, though, and sure, every time I've challenged myself really to go and attend and not isolate myself, I have benefited from it. It's like going to the gym. We never want to go, but every time we go after, we're like, oh my God, I feel so great. So if you're able to be in a state of mind like the after, and remember and believe that you're going to feel amazing after going to the gym or going to this cocktail, you will go. One thing is also interesting. Even if I hadn't met any interesting or potential clients at these events, I came back with an extra dose of energy just from meeting with these people, creating connections. Because, well, at the end of the day, we're all human. And this is what humans need. Even the most introverted one will benefit from meeting other people. So connecting is so important. Maybe you are part of my club that I call the disconnected, because I know I'm one of them. The introvert to me are people that are disconnect easily from other people or from around their surrounding. So you know that getting noticed, you know it. You know that it's important getting known. It's important for what? For your business, for you, for your loved ones even, and of course for your employees. It's important. Why? Because the more you're known, the more you're going to be selling your services. So if you are part of my disconnected club, you know that. And this is something I believe for the longest time. I believe that getting noticed was presumptuous to me, and that, you know, that was putting my ego in front. But if you do it the right way and you're doing it to help people, then it's a very different feeling. It's not the same thing as if you do it for your own ego. You want to get known for your own glory, but sometimes you want to get known or have your product known to help people. That's a very different feeling, right? So if you think about this person who would benefit from your product, yes, even a body lotion that suits and reduces itching can be a very important source of happiness. My fiancé, for example, is one of those people with extremely sensitive skin. So to him, finding out about your product would be something incredible that will allow him to do what? To use his brain for something else than itching, you know, thinking about his skin that's in pain. So can you imagine? Something very simple, a very little solution. So you see, if no one knows about you or your wonderful lotion that suits and, you know, my partner's skin, it will be difficult for you to sell it. And just think about all these people that have extremely, there are many people out there really with sensitive skin that would benefit from your product. So daring to show yourself, to expose yourself and to connect, let's say, with a journalist or an influencer, it might seem something difficult, but it's going to be at the end of the day to help other people. That changes the whole energy and why it's important for you to get known. But I promise something to you that if you're doing it repeatedly and seeing it simply as a game, just think about it as you're playing a game. Some people will say no, some people will say yes. You'll hear some crazy thoughts, nasty comments sometimes. But you know your product can help people. So you'll develop a taste for it. You will start liking getting out there, talking to people. And you'll see more benefits than disadvantages for sure. I even come to love business development, you know, after doing it for so many years, curing myself with my public relation agency, curing myself from being an incredible introvert. I really love business development. Why? Because these are my thoughts. This is what I believe when I'm doing it. I know that we will be serving these clients at the highest level. This is our number one value at the agency. So I know we'll be serving them at the highest level and that this money will allow me to increase what? The salary of my talented team. So just that, you know, puts me in such a great energy when I'm talking to a potential client, for example. So it's the same thing when I'm talking to a journalist. If I'm thinking that your service, your product is amazing, you see my energy is so much better. That's another secret of doing PR the right way, by the way. And so that's my primary reason for convincing a new client to improve the lives of my employees, right? Raise their salaries and enable them to really blossom, you know, develop their talent and their full potential. I just love that. It gives me so much joy when I'm able to do that. Yes, money is important, my friends, and it allows us to do what? To do good around us. So let's go make money to help people around. So don't be afraid to make your products and solutions known. Remove your ego from the path and help others. So don't think it's presumptuous. Stop thinking that simply and start thinking that it's going to be helpful. Like you're going to be able to help other people around you. Share your solution with authenticity. Now that's a new word. Not a new word. It's an old word, I should say. But it's a word that's been more and more popular for the last few months. Every year, you know, there are those new keywords emerging from social media. This is one of them. So some of my young marketing clients always say, well, we want this partnership with these influencers to be more authentic. So that's a new buzzword. So no one, just so you know. So, but this is a word that I like quite a bit. Why? Because to me, authenticity also means to be true. Means that you know what the truth is, and it means you're honest if you are authentic. And public relations are really, really the ultimate tool to help you show your authenticity. And it will help you build what? Your credibility. So why get noticed? To help others sometimes. Just, you know, a little bit. Improve the lives of our fellow humans around us. We're there just for that. And it's funny, if you listen to those interviews with people that really like change the world, this is what they say. They wanted to change the lives of others just a little bit. So you can do the same thing with your business, my friends. So yes, now I expose myself, even if people don't like what I'm doing. I decided not to care because I know it's helping so many other people. And how do I do that? Well, by creating a podcast every week. I also have this PR rendezvous. If you go on my LinkedIn account, Nathalie Bibeau, if you click below, this is my name, but you will find me. It's easy to find me on LinkedIn, Nathalie Bibeau. PR rendezvous, fun PR rendezvous almost every week because I want to help you. I want to help you get your solutions, your product known so my fiancé can discover you and stop thinking about his skin that's itching. So voilà. So we're opening the doors of the Nada PR School. Grab your seat today. So click on the link. I don't know when you will be listening to this podcast, but click on the link, see if it's open. Don't miss it because we will be closing the doors very soon and we don't know when we will open them again. So this is our program. It's called Get Featured for Free. You have the link below. Click on it. And this is our best program to this day. And I change it all the time and improve it every single day. And I promise you will achieve astonishing results by dedicating less than 2 hours a week to this program. And it's a new program, 6 module, very easy to follow with 6 meetings one-on-one with me for now, maybe some very little groups. So hopefully I'll see you in class very soon. And more than anything, I'll hope you'll be joining me next week for this podcast. So, à la semaine prochaine. Hey, you want to learn more about how to implement PR strategies? Head on to nadapr.com and get on our list. You will also receive the Nada PR model on how to create a successful PR campaign. If you want to become a client, just send us an email to nada@nadapr.com. Talk to you next week. À la semaine prochaine.